In the midst of a recent interview for a web series called One Species at a Time, reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro noticed something strange in the scientist's lab, a giant four-leaf clover taped to a nearby lab instrument. It was the gift, he was told, from a former student of the scientist, a student with an unusual ability to find four-leaf clovers. Ari sought her out and has this story.
About a month ago, I was sitting in Laurelhurst Park in Portland, Oregon, with Summer Pretorius. She's a PhD student at Oregon State University. Pretorius has red, curly hair that bounces just below her shoulders, and she's got a pretty remarkable track record finding four-leaf clovers. It started when she was a child, but she sort of lost interest for a while, until something happened when she turned 20.
I had this dream where I looked down on the ground and I saw a four-leaf clover, and it was very big. And in the dream, when I picked it up, it turned into this bouquet of four-leaf clovers, and it felt like a really good omen. And I think it was a day or two afterwards, I was visiting my father's gravesite. He had died earlier that year, and I pulled up and I realized that I didn't bring anything with me. And so immediately my dream came into my head, and so I just went over to this little hill. And there was one just sticking up, kind of like ready for me to pick. So I picked that, and that's what I brought to the gravestone.
Pretorius has always been good at recognizing shapes and patterns. It really helps in grad school when she's sorting through countless tiny fossils to understand the climate on Earth thousands of years ago. But when it comes to four-leaf clovers, Pretorius has her own theory.
I think most people don't look. That's the interesting thing. It's like if you see somebody who's lucky, or it in some way seems like luck is just this random thing that's streaming through that some people intercept and, you know, other people just don't. But I guess I think it's a little bit more like the people themselves are actually engaging or intercepting that luck.
For Pretorius, the four-leaf clovers of the world are like little mirrors, reflecting back to her a sense that she's on the right path, that she's making her own luck and creating opportunities. Just before we parted ways, she gave me a four-leaf clover as big as my nose. These days, she gives all her clovers away as gifts, to friends, to strangers, inside library books.
Maybe if these people don't even ever go out and look, it'll still give them the feeling like one fell into their lap, and that's a little bit of luck for them.
For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.